Every year, almost 3 million people across the globe are infected with HIV, and half of them are younger than 25. The United Nations cultural arm, UNESCO, is trying to cut those numbers and reach other health goals by creating new guidelines for sex education. Those guidelines won't be finalized until October, but they're already kicking up controversy. Eleanor Beardsley has a story from UNESCO's home base in Paris.
A sign above the elevator in the lobby of UNESCO's headquarters in Paris says, "Let's cultivate peace." That's not always easy for an organization dealing with the cultures and mores of 193 different nations. The latest fracas is over a set of sex education guidelines that are meant to help reduce the spread of AIDS, sexually transmitted diseases, and unwanted pregnancies throughout the world. Mark Richmond is UNESCO's global coordinator of HIV/AIDS projects. He says there is a desperate need for better sex education in schools.
Only about 40% of young people between 15 and 24 have a clear and accurate understanding of how HIV and AIDS is transmitted. And that's appalling, especially since 45% of all new infections are among young people between 15 and 24. And in that circumstance, we really have to try to do something to improve the knowledge level and the awareness.
Richmond says the guidelines are careful to emphasize the different psychological, spiritual, social, economic, and cultural dimensions that surround sex and sexuality. UNESCO says there have been no objections so far to the sex curriculum from conservative Islamic countries, but there has been a strong reaction from American conservatives. A draft copy of the guidelines placed on UNESCO's website prompted an outcry in some sections of the media. UN report advocates teaching masturbation to five-year-olds, was the headline on FoxNews.com. New UNESCO sex education guidelines call on children to promote abortions, announced a LifeNews.com article. Richmond calls such allegations false and a distortion of the facts to grab headlines. However, he does admit the guidelines recommend starting sex education early.
It's no good teaching young people after they've started becoming sexually active. To have a comprehensive approach to this issue, you can't start teaching this at the age of 12. You need to start earlier, letting children get a better understanding of things. It has to be obviously modulated according to their age.
Chad Hills is a sexual health analyst with the Christian group Focus on the Family. He says his group has a number of objections to the guidelines, and not just about sex education for young children. Hill says the main problem is that UNESCO is attempting to treat the symptoms of sexual ills instead of attacking the root cause, behavior.
The safest and healthiest context for sexuality is within a faithful, monogamous, heterosexual relationship called marriage that lasts a lifetime. When we undercut that message by handing out condoms and telling the lie that you can go out and have safe sex, just wear a condom, or just use birth control, you know, nothing could be further from the truth.
UNESCO's Richmond says sex education is the best way to change risky behavior. And he says many countries have been asking the UN to provide advice on sex education for young people. Richmond believes the guidelines could help reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases, especially in places where birth control is not even an option. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.